Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2018 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/. I would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing *0. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, and Mr. Jose Agote, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the first quarter of 2018. First, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in this call, in which we'll provide important information related to IMC. Now, in slide number 2, you can find the main highlights for the year. First, with regards to financial highlights, I'd like to emphasize that adjusted EBITDA reached 21 million reais and was up by 24%, with a 90 basis points increase in margins that reached 5.8%. Net revenues reached 363 million, up 3.5% year over year, with flat same-store sales in the quarter. We had a net loss of 6 million reais compared to a 17 million reais loss in the first quarter 2017. The operating cash flow after maintenance capex was 3.2 million reais, equivalent to 15% of adjusted EBITDA, an improvement compared to the cash consumption of 6 million reais in the first quarter of 2017. These are the improvements in results as a consequence of the continuous implementation of our strategy of focused efficiency, execution, and growth. However, we're still in the middle of a turnaround, and even though we remain very confident that we are on the right path to achieve our mid- and long-term targets, we expect a bumpy road given our high level of operational leverage. On the following slide, we'll see that the main source of improvement in results was Brazil. Now, on slide 3, we compare the EBITDA bridge of the first quarter 2018 and the first quarter 2017, and we can see the improvements, especially in Brazil. In Brazil, operating income was up by 91% year over year, reaching 11 million reais with a 200 bips expansion in margins as a result of improvements in all segments and overhead expenses, partially offset by higher other expenses. In roads, top-line growth and high efficiency led to 80 bips improvements in margins. In their segment, higher revenues from the catering division led to a 95% improvement in results. In malls, the 40% increase was due to higher revenues from Olive Garden and the new concepts for Vienna, combined with the effort to improve efficiency and cost structure, offsetting the pressure from negative same-store sales. In the U.S., results were negatively impacted by higher store pre-opening expenses due to the launching of a new Landshark restaurant in Daytona Beach, Florida, on late January. In the Caribbean, operating income was nearly flat, with a slight improvement in margin offsetting slightly lower revenues. On the following slide, I'll give you a brief recap of the main initiatives to improve results even further in 2018. Now on slide 4, I would like to share with you the four main levers to help us to improve results in 2018 as we disclose in the fourth quarter 2017 earnings release. First, in terms of initiatives to improve margins, we highlight the continuous focus on the zero-based budget, and we are adding the intelligent kitchen project and the manual process automation. Second, with regards to operational leverage and sales initiatives in Brazil, our main focus are 1. On Vienna, we will replicate Frango Assado's initiatives from last year. We will promote team assessment and training, research and focus groups, and we are adding the Intelligent Kitchens project. On Frango Assado, we increase significantly the publicity efforts, with 50% growth in the number of billboards on the roads increasing social media and digital marketing, and those investments include investment in the Waze app. In the US, the focal points are improve stores infrastructure, promote group sales, and marketing initiatives. With regards to organic expansion, the focus remains Olive Garden in Brazil and Margarita View and Landshark in the US, where we just opened a new store in Daytona, Florida in January. We are about to sign at least 2 new contracts in 2018. Finally, in terms of team and processes, we introduced in this year a goal-setting project allowing variable compensation at all levels across the company, including all employees. I will now pass the floor to José Agote, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. On slide 5, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company closed the year with 237 stores, a net decrease of 22 in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 21 stores in Brazil, of which one was in roads, 10 in shopping malls, and 10 in airports. There was a net reduction of 3 stores in the Caribbean and a net opening of 2 stores in the US. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the first quarter. On the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales totaled negative 0.7%. The road segment posted a 1.6% positive performance, led by a 5% positive performance in restaurants. We had an almost 6% increase in airports, with the positive performance of catering offsetting the reduction in restaurants, and a 14% reduction in same-store sales in the shopping mall segment. Next, to the right, we can see the U.S. operation had a 0.5% increase in reais and a negative 3% performance in constant currency. In the Caribbean, we had a 3% positive performance in reais and a 1% reduction in constant currency. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show the flat performance in reais and a 1.3% reduction year-on-year in constant currency. On slide 7, we have the company's consolidated results, which were positively impacted by improved margins in Brazil. EBITDA totaled 21 million reais in the quarter, improving 24% versus last year with a 90 basis point improvement in margins. In terms of cash generation, operating cash flow after maintenance capex was 3 million compared to a cash consumption of 6 million reais last year. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations. Operating income came in at 11 million for the quarter, up nearly 91% versus last year, due to the improvement in all segments, despite the pressure on the same-store sales in the shopping mall segment. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 86% in the quarter, up from 26% last year. Moving now to the road segment on slide 9, we can see the positive performance in restaurants, up 5%, that led to a consolidated 1.6% increase in same-store sales in the quarter, offsetting the negative performance in gas stations. Net revenue totaled 124 million, up 3% year over year. Operating income came in at 15 million, 11% up year on year as a consequence of lower labor, selling and operating expenses, which offset the increase in rent expenses and food costs, resulting in an 80 basis point improvement in margins. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to cash conversion reached 99% in the quarter. On slide 10, we can see that the Brazilian air operations posted an increase of almost 6% in same-store sales in the quarter. That, combined with lower sales tax, led to a 7% increase in net sales. Operating income came in at 8 million reais, which represented a 95% improvement year-on-year, with a 500 basis point increase in margin. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 99% in the quarter, up from 86% last year. On the next slide, we review the mall operations, which were impacted by the negative 14% same-store sales, which were partially offset by the positive performance of the new Olive Garden restaurants and lower sales tax. Operating income totaled 5 million reais, up 40% year-on-year, with a 260 basis point improvement in margins. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 72% in the quarter. Now, on slide 12, we talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the first quarter, revenue from the U.S. operations totaled $23 million, up 6% versus last year due to the good performance of the new stores, offsetting the reduction in same-store sales of 3%. Operating results were also impacted by the new stores. Pre-opening expenses related to Landshark Daytona led to a negative $300,000 results in the quarter. Excluding pre-opening expenses, results would have been in line with last year. On slide 13, we review the Caribbean operations. For a better comparison, we presented the figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down 1%, mainly led by Colombia, that combined with a net reduction of 3 stores, resulted in a net revenue decrease of 5% year-on-year. Higher efficiency, especially in food cost, offset the lower revenue pressure, leading to a 40 basis point improvement in margins that reached 26.2% in the quarter. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 97% in the quarter. On slide 14, we review the company's cash flow. Our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled $3 million in the quarter, up from a $6 million consumption last year. The EBITDA to operating cash conversion reached 15%, benefiting this year from lower maintenance capex and lower taxes paid. Continuing with the cash flow, on slide 15, we can see that we consumed 18 million reais in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include capex of 19 million reais, debt payment of 7 million, and 2 million in payments related to previous acquisitions. This concludes my comments on the financial results. I will now turn it over back to Newton for his final remarks before we open up for the Q&A session.
Now, on slide 16, I'd like to share with you my last comments. Brazilian EBITDA margin in 2016, including holding expenses, was 2.3%. We nearly doubled that in 2017, reaching 4.2%. Now, at the outset of 2018, we have reached 4.4% from 2.4% last year. But there's still a lot of room for improvement for us to reach our 10% target margin in Brazil. This concludes my comments, and from now on, we open for Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, it is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we'll pause just a moment to poll for questions. Since there seem to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maya for his final remarks.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today in this call. Reinforcer is very excited about the outlook for the company and also that our investor relations department is available for any follow-up questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.